MCC Show number 29.
Hello and welcome to Airstream Radio Mind Calendar Cast. This is Jag Daddy.
And I'm Andy Mack. Glad you're joining us again for podcast number 29.
The continuation of the Great Cycle.
Of our discussion on the Great Cycle.
Yeah.
All right. So, what we're going to do in this podcast is get into the religions and when they occur within this structure.
So, I just wanted to ask, how did the composting work out?
Actually, it's quite well, and we have enough to put around the little plants here.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Compost, poop, compost. Makes plants grow and do what they do.
And so we're nurturing
it's natural.
Our little seeds.
Poop
here.
Happens, you know.
It does.
So.
Yep.
All right. Here's a point that's well worth mentioning.
And it's usually, you know, like a kind of a, you know, welcome thing. It's wonderful when it happens. It's a lot better than not happening.
Okay, I don't even want to. This is a lot of information. But I agree with you, 100%. I have to say. All right. We need something. Something.
Help.
Help us. Actually, I did punch something. It's not coming. What happened?
You punched it? Maybe that's why it didn't happen.
Why am I having a technical difficulty here? It's what we're talking about. I don't want to have
poop
those.
Poop happened.
That's right. Poop just happened. Okay. So here's a point that's worth mentioning previous to getting in up to our knees into the religions of the world, which has come up in the masterminding form that Air Radio subscribers went and filled out. They're interested in knowing how do the religions of the world fit into this. Well,
good question.
It's a good question.
Do you remember that came from a woman from Japan, as I remember.
That's right, a listener, Air Radio listener from Japan. Yeah. So hello to you, and I think her name, now this is off the top of my head, Adele. That was her name. That was her handle.
Her handle. So okay. Adele, thank you for that question.
That's right. Thank you.
It helped inspire this work that we're about to address here.
Right.
And you're about to hear.
Okay.
All
so
about it.
We've been talking about the Great Cycle, which is the 13 Bakhtuns. Bakhtuns. From 3115 BCE all the way through to 2011. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't ended yet.
Still ongoing.
Yeah.
It is the period of time that we call recorded history.
Right.
So we have record of this time frame.
And so we can overlay it.
Written record. And it is very useful when we can take in what appears to be random, a lot of randomness in the events of the world over these last many, many years. We can sort of like a grid laid over the cycles of the Great Cycle.
Right.
And suddenly patterns begin to emerge.
And it is through these patterns that we can begin to see what the potential is within each one of the underworlds, which are another layer of the calendar, that give us, they are really the keys to knowing where we are in time. The Great Cycle is this over frequency, this larger frequency.
It's like an overtone.
Right, and the underworlds themselves are this present moment, where are we, and what is the potential that lies ahead? Now, you know, this question comes up a lot. Or let me say it more this way. Not as a question, but, you know, people want something to tell them what's going to happen. like a forecast of the future. Tell me what's going to happen. Mm. You know? Rather than dealing in or dealing and living within the increasing frequency, the increasing or expansion of consciousness, to become aware of what the possibilities are that exist. Now, when what that means is the possibilities exist, something opens, let's say like a door or a time lock or a gate opens up and allows certain possibilities to exist where others are passing away.
Meaning?
Like, for instance, in this underworld, the galactic underworld, mm-hmm. ethics is coming into the scene, mm-hmm. and power is passing away.
Ethics is the purpose of what creation is producing here, is for ethics to overcome power in this underworld.
Correct, because power, the possibilities for power are now not what they were before.
Right.
It's changed. Right?
Consciousness is evolving.
Right.
And the potential exists for ethics to overcome power with these, the influence of these energies from creation working through these wave cycles in this present time.
Right.
The potential exists.
Yeah, now, there's so many possibilities.
So we are given gifts here, a gift, if you will, from consciousness,
yes.
and from creation, which is the gift of potential, which does not mean that is exactly what is going to happen. It means that there are choices that we get to make and actions we get to take,
yes.
in order to bring this about.
We do get to choose.
Rather than sitting by placidly waiting or hoping or waiting for someone to tell us what's going to happen.
Right.
What is more imperative here is that we firstly align ourselves, get tuned in to the energies of creation and what they're about, what they are, the possibility, the potential that they're providing for us, and work, learn to work with it.
And further, to fulfill our personal purpose.
And further, I mean, work along with these potentials to work towards producing, being a part of, actively participating in bringing these things about.
Right.
Which is very different from, tell me what's going to happen.
Yes.
Very
and,
different.
And, huge point, the idea that creation has left the door open for the opportunity to choose, profound, that we have this opportunity to choose. Mm-hmm. Is there potential for destruction, for us to destroy ourselves? Yes. Is there potential for us to step up and become fully conscious co-creators, one with creation? Yes. Yes. Now, that's so exciting and so profound, and that is a gift.
Yeah.
A gift. So, if you want to step into your purpose, then part of the process, and this is something we're going to be talking about a whole lot in more detail as this progresses, you want to step into your purpose, because it is in your purpose that you came into this. When you came into this river of time, you came here to perform, you came with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that purpose, part and parcel of that, is to align yourself with this process of creation. And your purpose, as it is being fulfilled, is giving you the opportunity to evolve.
To work with the energies of creation.
Yeah.
To integrate these into yourself.
Yeah.
And recognize, tune in, recognize, and the ability to be open to receive intuitively.
Oh, man, yeah.
not only answers, but perspective. I think more appropriately, perspective
right.
of about who you are, what you are,
and
what,
Jack just
what
said
you
something.
Can do.
You just, Jack just said intuitively. Very easy to trip on that word. Intuitively, what's being referred to there is to rise beyond the mind. The limited, restricted mind, which tends to see things in linear fashion.
Yeah. Good, bad.
Right, wrong.
Right, wrong.
Up, down. Now let's go ahead and segue.
Forming judgments.
Day and night. Day and night. Mm-hmm. Day is light. Night, darkness. Mm-hmm. That's another easy to fall into dualist. Day is good. Night is bad. And that's
light,
something
light
that,
is good, dark is bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something people who have been studying this mm-hmm. can maybe draw that conclusion, which would really not lead you to the correct place, because day does not necessarily mean good, and darkness or night does not need to mean bad. So, you know, it's more complex than that. In the lower underworlds, there are many examples of how wars or violent conflicts happened during the days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that one's good and one's bad, and oh, won't the fifth day be wonderful, but the fifth night I should be scared.
Right.
You know, because that's Tezcatlipoca, god of death.
Right,
or god of darkness, I'm sorry.
These emerging days bring with them the energetic influence to produce change. And that change can be, well, violent conflict.
Yes.
In the form of violent conflict, which is how things become resolved.
Yes.
It is part of a resolution process to bring about transformation.
Yes.
So if the example, say, of the Napoleonic Wars.
Mm-hmm. In the national underworld.
Early 1800s.
Day 2 and day 5.
Not both days.
Both.
Napoleonic Wars?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, no,
no,
I'm sorry.
Day 2
that's
would
World
be
War.
Napoleonic
that's
Wars,
World
and
Wars.
Day 5 would be the World War time frame.
That's right. Sorry.
But both of these, you bring it up more currently. Day 5, World War 2 was during Day 5.
Right, in the planetary.
Right, in the planetary underworld. And so Day 5, we talk about this Quetzalcoatl, the god of light.
The seating of Quetzalcoatl.
Right, this is you know, think of light as being good, but at the same time, in the previous underworld, we had World War II.
Right.
And what a horrific experience for many people in
yes.
many nations
many
around
lost.
The world on this planet. And yet, what did it produce?
It was an expression of that pulse of light.
Mm-hmm.
It did express itself in that form.
Mm-hmm.
The reason this happens, or part of the answer to that question, is that when there is a pulse of light, then earthly balance of power is shifted, and that can produce conflict.
But it's the resolution of that conflict that pulse of light is all about, is to
yes.
bring about this change.
Yes.
And in Day 5 of the planetary underworld, we definitely had a shift
oh boy.
Of earthly powers.
We sure did.
Out of the hands of dictators, despots.
Yes.
More into the hands of the people.
Yes.
To determine their course of life and government. And so we had some very dramatic change come our way.
Yes, we
during
did.
That fifth day.
Mm-hmm. The fifth day wasn't in
all
the national, in the national and planetary.
Yeah.
Fifth days.
So even though these can seem, you know, very intense and horrible, it's like, and they were very difficult times.
It's
yet,
very valuable to see the purpose.
It is. It is. And that's really what we're
driving at
we're,
here.
We're going for here is to show that there is a purpose, and to the more that we are in aligned with it, or in alignment with it, what these potentials, the energies that creation is exposing us to as they come, that the more we'll be able to see and understand and, you know, work with.
Right. That was tough. You okay?
Yeah.
All right, good. But I agree. Yes, absolutely. Which isn't, that's what the point of this is.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into the religions and how they happened. You know, religion, to open this discussion or to get into it, we often tend to think, how many people really know when religion started? Or what the energy was? Is that even part of our understanding at this point in time? Not really. It's generally getting down into, people are often conscious of whatever it is they believe, or conscious of whatever it is. I'm going to avoid using that word, conscious of.
They learn about it.
Right, that's what I mean. Thank you.
They read this holy scriptures of the religion.
And that becomes like the big puzzle piece that's right in front of the face.
Mm.
But there is a larger picture. And we can see that through these 13 Bhaktons in the Great Cycle. So let's have a look at those. The beginning of the Great Cycle, 3115 BCE, many things happened at that point. The compression that had been taking place for all of the time before. There was no writing previous to that time.
No.
Writing began 3115 BCE. And according to something Carl Johann says in his books, writing becomes necessary when events are happening so quickly.
Faster than people can keep up with.
They must be written down to be remembered. So there comes writing. Consciousness brings us writing.
Right, so we moved from the previous underworld, which was
the cultural
underworld.
Right, when a day and a night was what, some 100...
8,000 years.
Years, right.
Yeah.
A day, a single...
To the national underworld where...
A day and a night was 394 years.
Things stepped up by a factor of 20, increased.
Yeah.
Consciousness increased its frequency by a factor of 20 to where each day and night cycle were
20 times faster.
20 times faster. And writing emerges at the very beginning of Bhaktun 1, the
right.
First writing.
Yes.
And also the first
nation.
The first nation and the first religion.
Right.
Which was in...
Okay, so we're going to divide the religions into three segments. Religions of the West, the Americas, religions of the Center, Europe, and religions of the East,
and
Asia.
And this has to do with the geographical location in regard to the, well, the center is called the midline, which is the world tree.
It's the trunk.
It's
right?
The,
is
right,
it the, trunk?
It's the trunk of the world tree,
mm-hmm.
Which...
And then you have east and west as the branches
right.
Coming out from there.
And so everything having to do with this here has to do with the world tree, which is the where the most concentrated part or energy of creation is operating.
So it's basically where it comes in and then it spreads from there.
Yeah.
So,
but we're going to save the world tree for another
different podcast.
A different time.
Yeah. But we have it planned. It's coming.
It's coming. The world tree. Very interesting.
It is.
Segment. Looking forward to doing that one.
Okay. So we have religions of the center. Right in the center in Europe comes Sumers.
Day one, Bhaktun one. Sumer, which is Sumeria.
Right, on.
Which is...
the religion.
The area of, well, it was like Babylon.
Yes, yes.
Iraq.
Yes.
Basically.
So there's
what,
a very...
What that area
that's
is
your
known
oldest,
as now.
Oldest religion. And that religion hits the... Came on the scene right at the beginning, 3115 BCE. Along with... Writing along with the first nation, which was Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's in the first day. Remember the growth cycle of the plant? That is in the position of sowing.
Sowing.
And this is Bhaktun 1. Now, Bakhtun II, which is the night, no religions came on the scene then. And in the next even-numbered heaven, I'm sorry, odd-numbered heaven, which is three, heaven three.
Mm-hmm. Day two, heaven three.
Once again.
In the center line, the midline, was when Abraham moved to Canaan, about 2300 BCE.
Right. And this was the beginning of something. Okay, so now there's another night that comes, heaven four. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like a rest. The next heaven, heaven five, day three.
Day three.
Again, in the center, we have Moses. Comes on the scene around 1480 BCE. Now that's in the center, right at the World Tree, right at that trunk.
Mm-hmm. And then in the east, we had the traditional Chinese Shang
came on the scene here
in China. And in India, the Vedic tradition.
Right, so that's when it started.
During the fifth heaven, or day three.
And that was in the East Asia. Mm-hmm. So you had the center and the east. Now, this is going to come up again, everyone, in a coming podcast. So just kind of tuck that one away. So the next heaven is heaven six. It is a night.
Another night cycle.
And again, nothing is occurring there in terms of religions coming on the scene until heaven seven.
Day four. A lot going on in day four.
A lot going on.
The proliferation cycle.
Yes.
Of the 13.
Yeah, this is heavens. The butterfly. Remember the top of that? This is the seventh heaven.
Yep, the step to the tippity top of the pyramid.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the breakthrough. Okay, so here it is. In the West, the religions of the West, in the Americas was...
Start in the center and...
Oh, yeah, like
there.
Go out from there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the midline or the center, we have Isaiah, about 748 BCE, Zoroaster at 550 BCE, and you notice that at this time, which is the midpoint of day four, the seventh heaven, there's mm-hmm. a lot going on.
That's
on the
right.
midline, which is the center, and in the east and in the west at 550 BCE. You have Zoroaster, Deutero-Isaiah, which is the second Isaiah, mm-hmm. at 550 BCE, and mm-hmm. Pythagoras, 550 BCE.
Yeah, a lot going on right there in the center of that fourth mm-hmm. day, that prep period.
So, in Deutero-Isaiah, do I want to get into that? The Isaiah and the second Isaiah?
No, well, it's up to you.
Let's not. Let's just...
Let's save that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, then let's go to the West first. We have Zapotec. The Zolkin comes on the scene 550 BCE. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then in the East is Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu and Buddha, 552 BCE, reincarnation in India. That was the... when that idea, that concept first came on the scene, mm-hmm. and Confucius in China, 551 BCE.
Okay, so let's point out something we haven't done along the way here. The fourth day began 749 BCE, so that you're clear, 749 is when it starts, and 550, roughly 200 years later,
mm-hmm.
is pretty much right in the middle of that 394 year period, or 144,000 days mm-hmm. of this Bakhtun.
So it would have been about 7,200 days in.
Yeah. Oh, man. We could plug so many things in, I got to tell you. Okay. But we're going to be kind and not completely try to...
So again, night four, heaven eight... was another integration period. And we don't have the emergence of any religion anywhere.
So far,
happening in that cycle.
The religions have come on the scene in the days or odd-numbered Bakhtun
mm-hmm.
so far.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a period of rest in the even-numbered octone. Mm-hmm. All right, so where are we at now?
Day five.
We're in day five.
40
CE.
To 434.
Now, this is a big one.
First century to, what is that?
First century to 400.
Fifth century. It's going to confuse things even more.
Anyway, it's 40 to 434 CE, yeah. Common Era. All right, so we've turned.
Heaven number nine, day five, which is budding.
Yeah.
The budding cycle of the plant growth.
And so a fairly significant pattern emerges day five and emerges here, not only in the great cycle, but as we have spoken so many times before, in every one of the underworlds, the fifth day is a significant incoming pulse of light. Something happens that is of global proportions, and let's see what it is in terms of religions, starting in the center.
In the midline, in the center, we had Jesus and the Apostle Paul, 33 to 37 CE, the advent of Christianity at that time, mm-hmm. and Talmudic Judaism.
Right.
On the midline. So in the east.
Going to the east, religions of the east, Buddhism in China, 60 CE.
And in the west, at the very same time frame that Jesus and the Apostle Paul were on the scene,
in
we had Quetzalcoatl in Teotihuacan,
right,
in the Maya lands,
right. So let's look at that for a moment. Jesus and his message was actually, Christianity is the first religion to have proselytized, proselytize,
meaning
to go out and gather followers, mm-hmm. which no religion had done that
prior to that.
Mm-hmm. It was, if you were born in a certain place, that was the religion of your country and your countrymen, and that's what was observed. But to proselytize, just it did not happen
yet. Yeah.
Right. So the idea here also is that you have Jesus, who occupied a position, a prophesied position, which is known as the Messiah or Christ. And that's occurring in Europe, or in, actually,
it's the center.
It's not really Europe as we know it today. In one way, it'd be the east as opposed to the west. Jesus in the east. I don't want to confuse people, because I'm not talking about Asia.
Right, east is relative to where you are.
East being relative to Guatemala, Yucatan, Mexico, Americas. You had the Maya in the west, and Quetzalcoatl occupied the same position, that being Christ consciousness.
Yeah, it was a person,
the Messiah,
who appeared on the scene, who was a very enlightened individual and brought much,
pretty much the same message,
light into the Maya culture, and the message paralleled that of Jesus, and during Jesus' time.
Yes, and the life parallels it as well in that the sacrifice,
in the events. Yes,
yeah.
'Cause Quetzalcoatl was killed.
Right.
As Jesus was.
Right. So you have, this is a very interesting and significant event, and we'll be coming back to that with more explanation as we continue. Going on to heaven 10. In heaven 10.
Which is night 5.
Night 5, overruled here by, we haven't gone into the ruling deity, so I won't do it here. Begins 434 CE. And this is the only religion that comes in a night
during the entire great cycle.
That's in all the Bakhtones.
Yeah. We're talking from 3115 BCE to basically till now, 5,000-year period. Islam is the only religion to emerge in a night cycle.
And that came on the scene 632 CE.
Which is the midpoint of the fifth night.
Right.
434 to 829 CE.
And isn't it interesting, the symbols...
Islam came along 632 CE.
Right. And what are the symbols of Islam?
The moon and the evening star.
Right. Nighttime symbols.
Nighttime symbols, yeah.
Okay. Let's go on to day six.
The crescent moon, actually.
Crescent moon.
And the an evening crescent moon star.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Symbols of Islam.
Okay, so day six.
Flowering.
Heaven 11 begins 829 CE, starting with the midline.
Yeah, it goes 829 to 1213 CE. The midline is the expansion of Christianity to Northern and Eastern Europe, and it is also the height of papal power.
Right. So here it's spreading. The message is going out. Mm-hmm. There is no religions of the East at this time. Religions of the West in the Americas. Second Quetzalcoatl in Chichen Itza and Tula. This was a reemergence of the cult of Quetzalcoatl, or cult. Actually, let's explain. Quetzalcoatl is the Aztec word, the Maya word for the same person or the same position, is Kukulkan.
Yeah, that's how the Maya name was, Kukulkan.
Right.
The Aztec name.
So Kukulkan, the pyramid in Chichen Itza, is the feathered serpent. Kukulkan, the Aztec would have called it Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah.
But we only have all of the deities through the Aztecs and not through the Maya. The names.
Right.
We don't have a full list of the names from the Maya. They've been
destroyed.
Lost.
Yeah. By the conquistadors.
Right. The Aztecs were conquered by the Europeans later and therefore able to sustain or hide more, save more, after they realized what was happening. So that's the reason for that. Okay. So let's move on to night six.
It's heaven 12, 1223 to 1617, common era.
Nothing going on at the midline.
Or the west.
But in the east.
And again, in the night cycle.
Right. Second wave of Islam. Okay. Second wave of Islam. All right, moving on to day seven, the fruition.
Heaven 13, or Bakhtun 13, 1617 to 2011.
Right.
It's the cycle of the 13th heaven.
And we go to the religions of the center, the only activity, expansion of Christianity. English pilgrims come to Americas.
Mm-hmm. In 1620.
CE. So more expansion. More expansion.
Yeah. No activity in the West or in the East.
And Christianity was all about fruit. And it comes all the way through.
You're saying it's fruity?
I'm saying it's about fruit. It's about gathering.
Gathering and proselytizing,
right.
And expanding. And
expanding.
Yeah.
So it comes all the way through this 13th Bakhtun, mm-hmm, of the Great Cycle. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have now laid out when and how the religions came on the scene and how they work into the pattern that exists or is encoded into the Mayan calendar. Very interesting stuff yet to come about what all of this, how it all integrates.
Mm. Yeah, this pattern follows with historical movement of peoples, nations, tribes at these different Bakhtun shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Communications,
yes.
The progression of communications from writing on through the present day.
Economics,
technology.
Yes.
The advancement of technology follows in the same patterns,
mm-hmm,
of these 13 cycles, the Bakhtuns, 13 Bakhtuns of the Great Cycle.
Okay, so there's a couple things that I would like to leave you with as a thought here. One is that I had two thoughts One was, I was going to ask you, do you remember when we were talking several days ago, when we were talking about the days and the nights, and Islam in particular, was a point you brought out about when certain things rise, you know, as the possibilities open, and during a day, a certain religion based on that energy will tend to rise. Do you remember this conversation?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're in a night cycle.
I want you to share that.
We're in a night cycle now. We're in the fourth night. And there just seems to be a lot of movement in the realm of the Islam world.
Yes.
The events that are transpiring, and, you know, you see it in the news every day. There is a lot of movement going on in Islam,
yes,
among the Muslim people,
yes,
of the Middle East, not just the Middle East, all over.
It's really quite
Europe,
center stage, isn't
South
it?
America, even here, events, many events occurring in the, I mean, Islam is in a, there's a lot of expansion, a lot of movement amongst,
absolutely,
people of Islam during this night cycle.
And there is then the potential to think that during the day, the coming day, that may quell a bit.
Well, that was the thought, was, you know, which we'll have to wait and see, is
right,
when we move into the fifth day, you know, how will this, you know, what will happen with all of the, I mean, I've never seen so much going on in the news.
Worldwide
on a daily basis for such a period of time as we have been seeing about what's going on with Islam.
Yes.
In recent times.
Very much so.
It'd be interesting to see, you know, how this plays out.
Yeah.
And as we go from the fourth night, we begin in May to have the light of the fifth day begin to shine into the fourth night in May, and then progressively it's like the sun is rising, the fifth day sun is dawning, beginning mm-hmm. in May, and then the fifth day actually begins November 2006.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be an interesting thing to see how
it really is.
That influences what's going on.
Will the religions of the day then rise as the fifth day comes?
Or what's going to happen as creation moves to resolution?
Yes.
As to, see, there are things going on, the old filters, the old ways of thinking and being and doing have to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way they have affected us, the way that people live. I mean, between the violence and the struggle and the turmoil and that these things bring into our world, and I don't mean directly Islam, I mean all religions. There's been a lot of war in the name of Christianity.
This is a point I want to make. Let me make this, because the point that I forgot, it just mm-hmm. came back. This point was right where you're headed, I think, is that we tend to look at, religion itself becomes a self-perpetuating process. It becomes this enclosed, if you will, organism. But what brought these religions into being was that consciousness had brought a new idea to into possibility.
Right. Religion was the expression
of new ideas.
The way that humans expressed the consciousness, what consciousness was influencing people by, and that energy was then like transformed into,
it becomes
religion,
this institution ultimately, which we call a religion.
Mm-hmm.
The question now is, as we are moving forward, as we are moving in this evolutionary process of creation toward wholeness, does religion in the form of its old self have a place there? I say that does not appear to be the case. What we are heading toward is wholeness, the religion, mm-hmm. the religare, to reconnect, that must be complete, and that which reconnects will fall away, because it won't be needed anymore. In the areas of the world, this is my last point I want to throw in, and we'll talk more about it in the next podcast, in the regions of the world where the religion is oldest, which we're talking Pakistan, India, Iran, Iraq, of course, Israel,
You're pointing to my paper and you can't even see it.
I can't see it. No, I'm just talking about
Okay.
Those religions, those are the areas of the world that seem to hold the deepest and darkest difficulties toward resolution, where people say this will never be solved. Because you have the oldest energetic signature in those places. Geographically speaking. Just something to toss out there.
Okay, you tossed
it. Something to think about.
I have something to add here.
Go for it.
And that is that, you know, we see that there's a midline, what we're calling the midline or the center of the world tree, and the branches are the east and the west. And the most activity, as far as the developments for what we've just covered having to do with religions of the world,
mm-hmm.
the most activity is on the midline.
Mm-hmm.
There are events that occurred in the east and on the west. Now, when we have this, these wave cycles of energy, of these wave cycles of creation come through, and we as humans are influenced by them, these energies were transformed by us into these religions. And if you notice, the religions of the center, they vary greatly in perspective from the religions that were produced in the east and the what happened in the west,
mm-hmm.
the western branch.
Well,
of the
west
world
almost
tree.
Completely really disappeared.
Well, yeah, it did. It was destroyed. But the point being, these are very different perspective from center to east to west.
Yes.
They're very different representations.
Mm-hmm.
And there have actually been battles fought over these very different representations.
Oh boy!
So, the point that I'm trying to make here is that, based on where people were located geographically, is the way that consciousness affected them based on where they were geographically affected their expression of the divine
and their perception.
It affected their expression of the divine.
That's right.
Of God. Now, and they are very different. So what if we blended these? If we, you know, we look at all of them, center, east, and west.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of picture does that present? It's not that one is right, one is wrong. They're all really expressions of the same thing.
Right. Okay, let's just say west is the left hemisphere. Let's say east is the right hemisphere, and say it's a brain.
Mm-hmm.
You got a left brain and you got a right brain, sees it very differently.
Yeah.
And of course, passing through the center brain, too.
All right.
Each one has its
perception.
The center
line is where they cross over and
each side
expand.
Has a perception.
Yeah.
And that, well, and that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's a perception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the planetary round of light will be another step in our process of podcasts.
In our process of MCC evolution.
But for right now, our time is up for this podcast.
Already?
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. Okay, we can't we turn this, run the meter backwards a little bit?
At the moment, we're still living in linear time, huh?
But it's a computer. We can tweak it.
This has been podcast number 29 for Mayan Calendar Cast from airstreamradio.com.
There's so much more.
There is.
So much more.
Stick with us. Hang out as we spread a little more manure on the seeds that are being nurtured.
Yeah, we're not through composting yet.
That's right. I'm Andy Mack.
We're mixing it up here on a regular basis. I'm Jag Daddy.
In Lakesh, everyone.
We'll try not to get any on you.
No, I want to get it all over everybody.
I want to toss them right in the pile.
That's right. Oh, me.
Oh, goodness.
Peace.
In Lakesh, we love you. Stay tuned for next one.